Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with us. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And I hope you will, and I hope you'll enjoy it. And if you decide you don't like it, which I can't imagine how that could possibly happen, but if somehow that's something, you know, the stars weren't aligned or whatever and you didn't like it, you can unsubscribe. You can do it yourself, and it's easier to do that than it is to subscribe. And subscribing is pretty darn easy. So go to my website, jbspa.com, and sign up this week. And by the way, the article this week is going to be about leases. If you're interested in the feature article is going to be about how to understand the different kinds of leases if you're growing your business and you're thinking about moving into a more permanent relationship in the real estate that you've got and you're not quite ready to own your real estate. I think this might help you out a little bit. Mark Allen is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're now in our eighth year with Mark. He's the author of a number of books that are some of my favorites, A Visionary Life and Visionary Business. His newest book is called The Millionaire Course. One of the smartest guys I know and an outstanding, very, very smart business person. Mark Allen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
How are things out in the valley? Out in the Bay Area, I should say.
Yeah, the Bay Area. Beautiful. It's raining now. Maybe you can even hear it in the background a little. There's crows.
We call that ambiance, Mark.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It rarely rains this late in the year in June. It usually doesn't rain in May, June, July, or August.
Right. Well, I know you have a child that you're very proud of, and even though he's a young guy, one day I know he'll be very proud of you. And so, if no one else has said it, I know it's a couple of days early. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. He made my day. He drew his own comic book. He's done two of them now. And he wanted me to take him to the office, and we printed up copies, and they came out all stapled on our nifty copier. And he held up the first one. He printed 20 copies, and he held up the first one, and he said, "I smell money." He was 5 years old.
You're raising a little capitalist there, aren't you?
Yeah, he came back home, and he set up a little shop with a piano bench, and he made a sign, "Copies for sale, 25 cents. And he had a handful of quarters.
You created a little monster there, Mark.
An entrepreneur. Well,
folks, of course, some of you who know Mark and who've known about him on the show in the past know that Mark's got an outstanding publishing company, New World Library. And many of you have seen his books. Many of them if you've noticed the publisher, you've seen that. And one of the members of our Brain Trust, Jim Donovan, has his newest book is published by Mark's group. And so if through osmosis, if nothing else, Mark, he's gotten the bug a little bit, hasn't he?
Yes, that's for sure.
What do you got to talk about to us about today? What kind of wisdom have you brought to us for my audience today?
Well, it's funny. We talked a little bit. I just gave a talk on 12 ways to avoid the pitfalls or to avoid management by crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what I talk about in the Millionaire Course is I have a very simple system to help people set their course. It's something I did the day I turned 30. And
like 4 years ago?
Right. actually, close to 40 years.
No.
But, no, close to 30.
Okay, maybe that.
How old am I? I'm 58 now. I'm 59.
A mere child.
A child, yes. I'm very young for my age. The day I turned 30, actually, I woke up in a state of shock, realized I wasn't a kid anymore. I had no job, no assets of any kind. I'd been in a rock band that had fallen apart. I lived in a slum apartment. that cost me $65 a month, I remember.
And you were having trouble making the rent.
Yes. I scrounged it up every month, and that was a word we used all the time, scrounging. I was scrounging to get the rent together every month, doing these ridiculous little temp jobs. And then I turned 30, and it wasn't fun anymore being such a poverty case. I had no family money, unlike some people that write the mm-hmm. kind of books I do.
Right.
I didn't have a father I could go to and say, hey, Dad, you know, cash
bail me out.
Help me out. Give me $100,000 here. And I got no family money. But the day I turned 30, I did four very simple things.
Which you're going to tell us about on the other side of these messages.
I'm going to
come
that.
Back. Folks, listen, I've heard Mark's story before. I'm not sure I know all four of these, but I've heard the story before. You don't want to miss it. 20 tales. Stay with us.
All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's what I want.
That's what I want.
We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Staying with me today, I'm glad we got Mark Allen joining us right now. Mark's an old friend and original member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Millionaire Course. Mark, give us your website, please, and tell us where we can find your books.
MarkAllen.com, MarcAllen.com, or NewWorldLibrary.com,
right.
Or now, SuccessWithEase.net.
Now, why do you have that website?
We're doing a six-month program, an ongoing program, where I do a seminar with people, but then I do an ongoing teleconference
mm-hmm.
series and get people into mastermind groups.
All right, that's a good
great
idea.
Great technique from Think and Grow Rich.
Absolutely. From, what's his name?
Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill, yeah. I couldn't think of it out. Okay, you had four things you were going to tell us. These are things
right.
that you woke up in a cold sweat when you were 30, and
yep.
you had no job, no prospects. You didn't know anything. You didn't even suspect anything.
No.
And you said, I got to fix this.
Right. I had no business experience or education. I'd been an actor. My theater company fell apart. I wandered around many years doing nothing in my 20s, and then I had a rock band, and that fell apart. And then I spent a couple more years doing nothing, and then I turned 30, and I woke up in a state of shock. And so the first thing I did, it was a little game I'd heard of years ago, and I played it the day I turned 30. I simply sat down and took a sheet of paper and put my ideal scene at the top, and I imagined 5 years had passed, and things had gone as well as I could imagine. What would my life look like? And much to my own amazement, I wrote, I have a successful publishing company that produces my books and other wonderful books.
Where did that come from? You'd never written a book in your life.
I'd never written a book. I'd had no interest in business. In fact, I'd had a whole lot of conflicts about business. I was a real creative, artistic type, all conflicted about.
You were artsy. You were artsy fartsy. You weren't a businessman. You weren't a capitalist, were you?
No, I was. I was also a space case and extremely lazy. I mean, I'm still lazy. I don't do Mondays. I don't do mornings. I found how to create success with ease. It can be done. That might be something that's fairly unique to me. But one of my biggest obstacles was I never was a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like to get up before, usually 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So, because I stay up, I'm a night owl. So
mm-hmm.
That was one of my biggest obstacles.
So you had this ideal scene, and
so
then
I had
what
this
happened?
Ideal scene, my own business. I realized as I read over it, I had all these goals were in there. So I took another sheet of paper. In my second step, I simply made a list of my goals. One, start a company. Two, build it to be successful. Three, start writing a book. Four, start producing an album.
Huh.
There were a lot of starts on there because I had nothing happening at all. That was the second step. Then I'd heard about affirmations from Catherine Ponder, a Unity Church minister. I'd read some of her books in the 70s. So I rewrote each goal as an affirmation, as if it's now happening. One, I am now starting a successful business. Two, I am now building a successful business. And I even tacked on, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way.
And tell us where you got that, because I love that quote.
Yes, that was from Catherine Ponder, this Unity Church minister who wrote some books, and they all have similar names like Prosperity Power, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I think looking back, that phrase was one of the most instrumental in changing my life. I kept repeating my affirmations. I am now creating a successful business in an easy and relaxed manner in a healthy and positive way. I kept affirming that.
Mark, I have used that in speeches before with attribution, by the way, with the appropriate attribution, because my audience has heard me talk about this. In fact, I think about a week or so ago, I had somebody on, and they were talking about something, a little bit of a tangent of what that of that quote, and I mentioned your name and said that you were the one who told us about that. But I have said that to people, and when I said that, I said it twice, and I noticed people were writing it down. There's something
great
about those words, and I didn't say write this down. I mean, they just knew that there was something about that. It was like, you know, the power of water or something. When you get around running water, you want to go near it, you know. And it's like those words had some kind of power. It made them write it down, and I could tell that this meant something to them.
That is great. Those words do have power. It was only writing the Millionaire Course I realized, looking back over 25 years, I think those four words overcame a whole lot, maybe the majority of my doubts and fears. Because when we decide to start anything expansive, what are our doubts and fears? It won't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly won't be relaxed. It's stressful. We keep hearing, you've got to work 80 hours a week. That's the first thing my dad told me when I said I was starting a business. First he said, well, you know, 80% of businesses fail in their first 2 years. And he said, you've got to work 80 hours a week. And he knew I was incapable of that. That was the kind of that's the support I got from my parents. And I realized, oh, okay, I don't share my dreams with my parents. Until
that's the
more
end of that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the extent of my parental support. But easy, relaxed, healthy, and positive, those words repeated overcome a whole lot of our doubts and fears.
Well, the other thing about that to me is that doesn't mean that when you say those things, folks, that doesn't automatically give you a right to those things, because you may not be able to have those things right now. But that's what you're shooting for. That's the goal you're looking for. And we're going to talk about that some more with our good friend Mark Allen. He's the author of The Millionaire Course. By the way, folks, Mark had a 5-year plan. When we come back, we're going to get him to tell us how long it took that 5-year plan to take place. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Mark Allen. And I know the things that Mark is talking about, reflecting on when he got his business started. I know some of you, that rings true for you. It certainly does for me. And it's good to hear that we're not the only ones who had challenges when we first started our businesses, or those of you who woke up this morning and you were 30 years old or 40 or 50 or whatever, and you said, wait a minute, I got to do something. I got to get off the dime here. Mark's story is a great story. Mark, I remember that you told me once that you had a 5-year plan when you were 30 years old, and
right.
Tell the audience how long it took you to accomplish that 5-year plan.
Well, to accomplish the whole thing took about 10 years. Because that,
so your 5-year plan took 10 years.
Right. After 5 years, I was $65,000 in credit card debt and on the verge of bankruptcy. But
did you at that moment though, Mark? Did you say, "I'm onto something. I just got to keep going," or did you say, "What have I gotten myself into"?
Well, at times I said that too, but it turned around after 5 years. After 5 years, actually, three simple things came together. But I'll just finish the fourth step, because I did the first mm-hmm. three. You know, all I did was the ideal scene, the list of goals, the goals as affirmations, and then the fourth step is for each one of my goals, a plan emerged, and I wrote the plan down in one page, a one-page plan. Then, of course, as soon as you have the plan, all these doubts and fears arise, and you're dealing with your own mind and your own limitations, and I struggled for 5 years. After 5 years, three things came together. One, I did a deep core belief process, we call it, in the Millionaire Course, around all my issues around money, and realized I believed I was out of control financially.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a fool with money. And I came up with the affirmation, I am sensible and in control of my finances. I am creating total financial success.
Well, how did you go, though, from being out of control to being not out of control just by that affirmation? How'd that work?
That affirmation, every time all my doubts and fears came up about money and being out of control, I just put in those words into my brain, and it became self-fulfilling. Simultaneously, two other things happened. One, a woman just happened to show up in my office as a bookkeeper that taught me about financial control.
Mm.
A phrase I'd never,
the fundamentals finally appeared, didn't they?
Yes, a phrase I'd never heard before. And she just showed me, hey, my expenses were way out of control. I was a typical entrepreneur just spending, and she showed me how to watch those expenses and to get them down under my income and how to make a profit.
How many times did she slap your hand?
many times. She's still to this
step
day.
Step away from the checkbook and put the checkbook down and step away from the desk, right?
She's been with me 23 years.
Is that right?
I still get an occasional lecture when I get a big fat bonus check. Mark, make sure you retain some of that in your own personal portfolio, because she showed me I need to have a very good chunk of liquid reserves to loan back to the company if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she wants, so that's what I have. She's the boss. In terms
well, one of the
of
things that I know that's been finance. The key to your success is the way you treat your employees.
Yeah.
You have a very, you're a very benevolent employer.
Well, to me, it's just definitely the smartest way to manage is to do profit sharing with every employee, even the part-time guy in shipping. And I don't know why every business doesn't do it, because every employee then acts just like an owner and realizes they can cut costs and or increase sales. And
they see their activity contributing directly to their benefit, don't they?
Yeah. We have a 25% pre-tax profit as a publisher. Random House has 5% pre-tax.
Right.
And their goal is to reach 10. So we make, on each dollar that comes in, we make five times the money. We make a quarter to the bottom line. They make
mm-hmm.
a nickel. And I'm
Which is pretty significant. I mean, most small business owners don't put that kind of money on the bottom line.
No, and in publishing, 50 cents of what comes in goes out back to the author and the printer. So it's running a tight ship.
Mm-hmm.
Very highly profitable ship.
Right.
And I know it's because I do profit sharing with everybody. Everybody cuts costs.
Mark, I got 30 seconds. What's your last thought to us?
I just encourage everyone to go for their dreams. No one has ever regretted it. Even if you don't make it, you know, something interesting will happen and something you'll be glad that happened. And I've never in my life met anybody that's really gone for their highest, biggest, scariest dream who's ever regretted it.
Right. One of my favorite quotes is, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Ah, great quote.
Give us your website again, Mark.
Thanks. MarkAllen.com, MarkAllen.com.
Mark, thanks for being here and for all the years you've given us. We appreciate it. Mark Allen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.